you're active in the client services side of things. What services do you end up providing?
Our primary service is case management. So it's one-on-one, individualized services for people living with HIV. They work with a social work case manager, hopefully early after diagnosis, to be educated and informed and supported, and then connected to the array of services that they need. First and foremost is medical care. The best outcome for people living with HIV regarding health and life is to be connected to an HIV specialty physician. So that's the first thing that we do. Get people to that doctor who can monitor them, get them on the medications if they need that, and then can hopefully live a long, healthy life. Obviously wrapped up in that is how are they going to pay for that care and how are they going to pay for those medications. Many people that we serve don't have adequate health insurance, if any at all, are struggling on low incomes. And so we help them get ways to pay for the care and pay for the medications. And then the case managers are doing everything else to help with housing, with legal issues, with mental health, with AOTA treatment if they need that. So they're connecting clients to all different resources to make sure that they're supported and in a safe and stable environment and able to get to the doctor. In addition, we have a food pantry for our HIV-positive clients. We just opened our fifth food pantry in the state this week. We have a food pantry here in Eau Claire. We have legal services for people living with HIV. It's about end-of-life planning with wills and estate planning, and it's also about discrimination issues. We have medical services in Milwaukee and Kenosha. We have medical clinics for people living with HIV. We have two dental clinics in the state for our clients in Milwaukee and in Green Bay. And then we also have some mental health services just expanded to Green Bay. So we have quite an array of services that can help support people living with HIV to make sure that they have their needs met. And that's about referrals to external resources as well, community resources and government resources.
Why is there a need for a food pantry for people with HIV? Is it because, like, women who are pregnant, you know, they like pickles or something? Is it that people of HIV have special food tastes or needs?
They do have special food needs. People can be battling wasting syndrome because of AIDS syndrome. They can be battling side effects due to the medications that they're taking. And so higher protein, high fat, and healthy and nutritious produce are very important for people living with HIV, and we try to stock those. Another thing that we typically have that other pantries don't is nutritional supplement drinks like Ensure or Boost that are very costly and very much out of reach of people of low incomes. And so we stock those and are able to give those as well. Some of our clients are eligible for our pantry and aren't eligible for other local food pantries, or maybe they live in areas where people aren't supplying food through local pantries, and so they can get it from us. There isn't anything locally. We don't want to duplicate services that are already there, and we don't feel like our pantries do because we are meeting a special niche.